This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Let me tell you, if you're a mother and a daddy, if you're a grandmother and a granddaddy, if those children are disobedient and don't do what you tell them, you better get that switch out to that little backside and let them have a few licks. Because God said in His Word, the rod of correction will drive the evil or the devil far from a child. Now, if you want a child with a devil in him, just don't give him a spanking. He'll have one. Because God said it. Now, some of you are too late. You know, some of your kids are grown and you didn't reprimand them, you didn't discipline, and now then you got a hellion on your hands and you don't know why. But you probably didn't know the word, just like lots of people don't. Anyway, suppose a man has a stubborn, rebellious son who will not obey his father or mother, even though they discipline him. In such cases, the father and the mother must, not if they want to, they must take the son before the elders or the leaders of the town. They must declare, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious and he refuses to obey. He is a worthless drunkard." Then all the men of the town must stone him to death. Pretty tough, isn't it? The men of the town are to stone the boy to death. In this way you will clean this evil from among you, and all Israel will hear about it and be afraid. If we were to do that to a few people today, we'd straighten up some kids in school. But today in school, we've listened to the doctors that don't know what they're talking about, and the ACLU, "Don't you dare whip your children or we'll take you to court." And we've stood back and allowed this to happen. And now then, if you're a school teacher, anywhere, even from little kids up, my hat's off to you, because you got a bunch of hellions on your hand that you can't do nothing with, and you got murders and rapes and guns. And when I go into the courthouse of Denton, Texas, and I got to be frisked and take everything out, even a pen knife, and I can't even go in there with a fingernail clipper in my pocket, because I got to go through a metal detector. And when you go to school, you got to go through metal detector. I'm telling you, we've come a long ways, baby. And it's in the wrong direction. Now then, if the mothers and daddies at home had have taken their children and disciplined them like they're supposed to, and then if that child happened to complain to the authorities, and the authorities came out and said, "You discipline your child and we're going to take you to jail," and they did, and all the Christians in the community went over there and said, "We voted to put you in jail, Buster. We are going to remove you as a county sheriff." And if we did that and said, "Now we want a man of God in there that'll follow the rules of this book," and until the church starts doing that, and we're going to have to get that tough in these last days. If we don't get that tough, I'm telling you, the ACLU right now, it is absolutely a confirmed fact that these people are spending millions of your tax dollars to fight what you believe in. And we're allowing them to do it. There's something wrong with this picture. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think it's time the church stopped being the whimsical little wimp that we've been. I think it's time we stand up and serve the living God and stand for what's right and do what's supposed to be done. Don't you? I think it's time we do it. We need to say, "Hey, I'm a Christian. I have the right to do this." Somebody said, "Well, that doesn't sound like that little loving, kind, meek Christian to me." You know what meek means? You know who the meekest man that ever lived on the face of the earth was? Moses. You know of a man anywhere that walked in greater power with God than Moses? You know anybody that was as powerful as him when he raised his staff? The Red Sea parted. When he spoke and the rivers turned to blood. When he commanded the firstborn of everything in this city that's not covered with the blood will die in the morning if it's not covered with the blood. And it died. The meekest man. But when the church today starts walking in that kind of power and love, we start standing for what's right and holy, we're going to have to come against these people like the ACLU. You can't let those people run over you. You got to stand your ground. When they tell you can't spank your children at school, or they tell you you can't spank your children at home, you got to tell them, my children, I can do what I want to with them, and I'm a child of God, and the Word of God tells me that if my child's not, if they do not mind me, I am to discipline them with a rod of correction. When you do that, your children will become good children. I'm going to tell you, my children were like everybody else's children. When they started, they put Daddy to the test a couple of times. When they did, I just told them. I said, hey, you can't do that. I'm going to wear you out. Well, they tried it one more time, and I wore them out. I didn't realize what kind of an impact that had until one time that my brother-in-law, he didn't do that to his kids. He done a lot of screaming, but he didn't do no spanking. And he had the terriblest kids that there was. Well, I take that back. They wasn't that bad. There was sure some more than his. But anyway, they were pretty bad kids. And they did what they wanted to do. So anyway, one time we were going to Goldthwaite, and that little boy went with us, and they were little bitty guys, and the little boy was just tearing up my car and everything else. And I spoke to him, told him, I said, stop tearing up the car. I said, sit down. Stop jumping up downs on the seat. I said, you sit in the car. So he sat down. We drive down a few more miles, and all of a sudden he's back up doing the same things. I pull off to the side of the road. And I turned around, and I said, did you hear what I said? He said, well, yes. I said, then why aren't you doing what I said? He said, well, I don't know. I said, well, let me tell you what. I'm only going to do this one more time. When I start this car back up and I start down the road, if you're not still sitting in that seat when I get where I'm going, if you get up again, I ain't going to say nothing to nobody. I'm going to stop, pull off, I'm going to jerk you out of this car, and I'm going to wear your rear end out until it's red. And if I have to pull your pants down to do it, I'll do it. Do you understand me? And my little son looked over and he said, Bobby, Daddy means exactly what he says. And that's all it took. From that day forth, I never had no problem with that boy in my car. All I had to do is make sure, and he had to hear from my own son that my son knew Daddy meant what he said. My son, when I told him to be a good boy, guess what? He was a good boy because he knew there was going to be a consequence. If you don't teach your children to walk like this, the Word of God says you hate your children because your children, if you don't teach them to obey like God told us, and guess whose children? Hey, I don't care, brother, if you're 70 years old, me too. We're still kids. We're children of God. Makes no difference how old we are. He holds us accountable to these rules. And I'm telling you, He means what He says. And He will discipline you. And you're not going to like the discipline. Why do you think there's so much sickness and disease and problems in the church? Since He promised that if we'll be obedient, there won't be no sickness in the church. So people come to you all the time, oh, Thurman, I got to be prayed for. I got 14 diseases. I said, you need to start repenting of your sins. You start need if you don't repent of your sins, and you know what, one of the biggest sins in the church is unbelief. I mean, we just don't believe the promises. I mean, this young couple sitting right up here come from Oklahoma. They said about a year ago they got a hold of some of my teaching, and said they started listening. And said what I taught was in the Word. It was in their Bible. They said they go to their elders, their men of authority in the church. What do you think about these promises? And they said, well, you know, God didn't mean that, or it don't work for us today. He said, but that's not what He says in the Word. You know? Now see, when you start reading the Word, now then, just like the Lord says, who is going to believe my report? Well, see, so many of us read it, and unfortunately we don't believe when God says do these things. We think, well, that's okay. He won't do nothing to you. He was talking to Israel back then. He's talking to every one of us today. He tells us to obey Him, and He meant that. And just think, who would ever dream, you know, I got to be one of God's favorites. You know, I got to be. I'm a pastor. I walk in the gifts of miracles. I got to be His favorite. Does He have any favorites? No. Well, surely if one of his favorite sons tells a little bitty lie that he really don't even know it's a lie to his wife, surely it couldn't open the door for the devil to come in and make him sick for 3 or 4 days. Or could it? Yes, it can. When I got a hold of that, I said, Lord, your word says no curse can come upon me undeserved. And here I wake up every morning with this crazy stopped up head and my nose running. I said, this looks bad. I'm a healing preacher. It looks bad, don't it, Michael? If I come to church sick and I'm trying to teach you how to get healed, I can't heal. It looks bad. So I got to know what I done wrong. So guess who knows? The king. And so I inquired and inquired and inquired. And finally, he revealed to me what I'd done. And I thought, God, Cheryl asked me, and I lied to her? I didn't mean to lie to her. It doesn't make any difference whether you mean to or not. You lied to her. So guess what I'm going to do my best to do from this day forth? Woo, guess what I'm going to try to do, honey? I ain't going to lie to you at all. I'm going to try to think. When you ask me a question, I'm going to try to think the whole thing through. What did you say? Let me think this thing through. Did she say, have I eaten lunch? Or has she said, have I eaten today? There's a little difference in the two, isn't there? No, I hadn't eaten lunch. But I did have a bowl of cereal 9 o'clock this morning, whatever time it was, I don't know. And, no, have you eaten today? No. Well, you just lied. So simple. Something so simple opened the door to the devil. You know, when that happened to me, some of the rest of y'all need to think about yourself. Any of y'all ever told a lie like that? No, don't hold your hand up. I don't want you to be... I know we do things wrong, and we think, well, God won't know. He won't notice. Now, let me tell you, He notices all right. In Deuteronomy 21, what do you think about what they have to do to a boy that's rebellious? Stone him and kill him. I mean, if we did a few children like that today, and somebody said, Mama, what are they doing to Johnny down there? They're throwing in big rocks at him. Said, oh, he was a rebellious boy and he wouldn't obey his parents. Mama, you think they would do that to me? Yeah. If you don't obey, that's what's going to happen to you. Did you know I knew a man that years ago, he was an old man then. And I asked him, his name was Mr. Mack. I said, Mr. Mack, did you ever see a hanging in your life? He said, only one. He said, I was about a 12 or 15-year-old boy. And he said, we only went to town once a month to get groceries. We got in our wagon, so we come to town over here in McKinney, Texas. And he said, there was a big thing built up there. And I thought, what is that?
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.